There is some good news for tens of thousands of Indian professionals and top American IT firms. Hello and welcome to the Business Standard Podcast. I'm Sukanya, and today we'll discuss about US court order on Trump government's two key rules related to H-1B visa. A US court has blocked two H-1B regulations proposed by the Trump administration to restrict the ability of American companies to hire foreign employees. Now, the two rules were about significantly hiking wages and restricting eligibility norms. The first rule, which came into effect from October 8, had significantly hiked the wages for H-1B workers by 40 to 100%. And the other rule, which was to come into effect from December 7, had more restrictive eligibility norms for H-1B visa. It created narrow definition of employer-employee relationship and specialty occupation. This would have resulted in spike in rejection rate of H-1B application. As you know, H-1B is a non-immigrant visa that allow American companies to employ foreign workers in specialty occupations that require theoretical or technical expertise. The US issues up to 85,000 H-1B visa each year. Usually, they are used for 3 years and then renewable. Most of the nearly 6 lakh H-1B visa holders are from India and China. So let's find out the key aspects of the court order. Trump administration's recent policy that required employers to pay foreign workers on H-1B visas significantly higher wages has been blocked. The court also set aside another policy that narrowed the eligibility of H-1B valued by US tech firms and other employers. And as a result of the ruling, the Department of Homeland Security rule on occupations and other issues that was to come into effect from December 7 stands invalid. That means the Department of Labor rule on wages, which took effect on October 8, is also now no longer valid. The Department of Homeland Security interim final rules, that is IFR, concurrently made a number of changes to the H-1B visa program, including revisions to the regulatory definition of specialty occupation and the employer-employee relationship. It also reduced the validity period for H-1B workers employed at third-party job sites from 3 years to 1 year. The lawsuit in this case was filed by US Chambers of Commerce, Bay Area Council, and several universities, including Stanford and trade bodies representing top Silicon Valley companies, including Google, Facebook, and Microsoft. The lawsuit argued that the new restrictions are not only illegal on their face, but that the rushed process for implementing them was flawed. The Department of Homeland Security on October 7 had said its new rule will combat the use of H-1B workers to serve as a low-cost replacement for otherwise qualified American workers. The White House had said that the rule will limit an employer's ability to replace workers with cheap foreign labor and help ensure wages are not suppressed by the presence of low-cost foreign workers. IT industry body NASSCOM has welcomed the US court's order. It said the move recognizes the importance of the high-skilled visa programs and will help US businesses access critical talent. In a statement, NASSCOM said, and I quote, "The IFRs issued previously did not hold legal statute. NASSCOM believes this will help US businesses access talent critical to the economic recovery phase in the post-COVID world." And lastly, the US court decision would surely bring a smile on Indians already in the US and those whose H-1B applications would come up for renewal. Those professionals will be also happy who are keen to take up jobs in the United States. Well, that's all we have for in this edition of the podcast. For more news and views, keep following businessstandard.com.